Vision 10 Report with your host, Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com, where the alternative media gets their news. This show will expose the elite domination plan, disinfo agents, propaganda, corporate control, and the UN plan to strip the world of its freedom and the U.S. of its constitution. This is the Region 10 Report with Suzanne Posel, bringing you the real truth behind the news.
Thank you for joining us. This is a special edition of the Region 10 Report. We are live. It is Tuesday. I don't remember what the date is, but it doesn't matter because it's a Gregorian calendar and it's all a lie anyway.
There you go.
Living for June.
I have a roundtable of guests here, and we are going to talk to you tonight about noncompliance, and it's so important that I asked Danny Romero to give me a time slot tonight on Tuesday. Normally I'm on Thursdays from 3 to 5 Central Time, but tonight we are going to talk about noncompliance and how you can participate in not participating. So tonight I have Kathy Rubio. Kathy, say hi.
Hello, everybody.
Tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Well, I was a missionary for 12 years in Honduras, and I learned how not to comply.
Awesome. And we have Bill. Bill, say hi.
Well, hello. How are you all?
And tell everybody what you do.
Well, I do videos up on YouTube, and I used to host a blog talk radio show for almost 2.5 years, and now I'm just doing videos.
Where can people see your videos on YouTube?
Okay, all lowercase. Bill122460 at YouTube, and you'll find me.
Awesome. And I have the always fabulous and always fluorinated and always funny, Mr. Vinny Eastwood.
Vinny? Yes, you do. I'm right here. I'm sorry about that. Just always busy writing down other people's things, like youtube.com/ Bill122460. I got it down there, so the archiving, all of that kind of jazz. Yeah, I'm always busy. Okay, I'm from New Zealand. I'm the first New Zealander in history to have an American-based talk radio show, because I know more about America than the vast majority of Americans do, which should scare the living frack out of all of you. And I host a show called The Vinny Eastwood Show. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question, and Eastwood hasn't go ahead. Make my news. And it's the lighter side of genocide, because the world's so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go friggin' nuts. And I became an activist after a few bad job and experiences, one of which I wrote a 7-page essay about what was wrong with the company, and they paid me $3,000 to leave in 5 minutes because they didn't want me to do anything good with the company. And so I became a talk radio show host and started exposing scumbaggery and giving coverage to activists and truthers and other people who talk about things that the mainstream media will not talk about because it threatens the very establishment that they support.
Absolutely. And I am Suzanne Posel. I am the chief editor of OccupyCorporatism.com and the host of the Region 10 Report. And Vinny and I both have the realguerrillamedia.com, where we give a platform to people who are actually affecting change and doing something. You know, there's a time in your life where you have to consume the information, and we understand that. I'm a journalist. I understand that I disseminate information all day long. But there is a time when you have to stop consuming and start acting. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So, Kathy, you want to kick it off?
I do. You know, what I was going to kick it off with, and if everybody has patience for me to do this, and before I start, by the way, Vinny, you got me sold on this channel. You did that with all of your advertising in 30 seconds flat.
Yeah, well, I did. My last job was as a telemarketer, so I learned how to get the point across pretty quickly.
I used to have a telemarketing company. No wonder I like you.
She wants to hire you.
It's a conspiracy. I don't work for people anymore, though. I work with people, but never again will I put on a hat that has somebody's logo brand name on it and start shilling their BS. Not that you shill BS, by the way.
Good way to go. Good way to go. Well, what I have to start out with is, you remember in 2008, a lady came out and she did a Dear President Obama, We the People letter.
Yeah.
And I ran across that letter today, and I thought to myself, you know, I think she was out of timing at that point for that letter to be delivered to Obama. I think that we should deliver that to him tonight.
I think she was just out of her mind to start it with "Dear Obama." He's not my dear, is he?
I like this guy. Okay, dear President Obama, we the people have stated resolutely we reject your vision for your country. You claim you have not heard us. We the people have assembled across America resisting your efforts to subvert your Constitution and undermine your liberty. You claim you have not seen us. Since you have not acknowledged our message, let us here present it once more. For if, as President Wilson said, the leader's ears must ring with the voices of the people, the time has come. Our greatest treasure is freedom, the absence of the restraints in our ability to think and to act. The corollary of freedom is individual. We believe in the power of the individual. A few years ago, President Bush said, history moves toward freedom because of the desire for freedom. Is it written in every human heart? Yes. Let us add that we will persevere only as long as devotion allows us and is expressed in the heart of our actions. When President Lincoln dedicated the Gettysburg National Cemetery
to all the dead people that he killed.
Yep. It was for us, the living, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they have fought here. Have thus nobly advanced that unfinished cause for which our soldiers willingly go to battle and for which so many have given their lives is a free United States of America. It has been nearly 150 years, and the work of President Lincoln spoke of is not finished. In fact, the work will never be finished. Freedom is the capacity for self-determination. It is not an entity, but a condition. And conditions change. Freedom, you can expand. Can expand on. You promised change and you gave it, didn't you? But subjugation, this was not what we were looking for. And we will not accept it. This is kind of going fast for me here. You violated our Constitution. You violated our laws and confounded them. You seized private industry, destroyed jobs, perverted our economy, curtailed free speech, corrupted our currency, weakened our national security, and endangered our sovereignty. By compromising our nation's cultural, legal, and economic institutions, you are ensuring that our children will never achieve the same quality of life as we enjoy today. Through generational theft, you are robbing the unborn of opportunity, our DNA too. This is not acceptable, not in America. We did not become a strong nation through hope, but rather through self-reliance. No one better understands that relationship between the individual and achievement and dignity than our armed forces. Through every war, our soldiers have held the nation's destiny. They have not failed us. They cherish freedom enough that they are willing to die for it. Our duty to them and to ourselves is to treasure the freedom enough to live up to it. We accept the challenge, Mr. President. That is why we are assembling across the land to deliver our message as often and in every way that we can. Dismiss us at your political peril. Our great nation is a republic. We will not accept tyranny under any guise. Your policy to redistribute the fruits of our labor is Satanism and statism, and will not be allowed. By our honor, Mr. President, we vow forever to resist cohesive government Patriots will not stand silent as you attempt to take away this nation. So I'm going to stop right there. This is what this show is all about tonight. We're done accepting all of this garbage. You have destroyed this country. You have taken this country to the bottom levels that anyone has ever done. And we're not going to do it anymore. It's over. Now, we're not saying to the people tonight, pick up your guns and run. That is not what we're saying, because we don't have to fire a shot. We do know how to take this nation back and not fire one shot. Now, yesterday I was talking with Colonel Roy Potter, and he made a video yesterday that was powerful. And he had an idea on his video that was absolutely correct. We need to stand up all at one time. Every whistleblower, every person in the Congress, every person in the sheriff's departments, every person in any government capacity at all, and others, researchers, people who have knowledge and they have the documentation to back it up, blow the whistle all at one time. Get it over with. When you have all of this done and in order, and you call on the news people to have to do something, they are going to have to come to their knees, because we have all the proof.
I disagree on a number of fronts here. Okay. Firstly, the reference of we the people, I don't think that really applies anymore, particularly doesn't apply in a republic that is governed by individuals and individuals alone, individual meaning not divided. And it's you, the person, this is your responsibility, this is your country, and you must actually take a stand individually without others if necessary, for as it is when it's hardest to stand by yourself and easiest to stand in a group. That's when you actually want to be standing by yourself even more. That's when it's most important. And I feel that what has happened to people all over the world is they've forgotten that very important lesson, that an individual can accomplish a heck of a lot more than a disparate group. And indeed, we should attempt to make efforts all on our own. That's assuming nobody comes to our aid, you know, all of a sudden. And what I'm also concerned about is that on a lot of fronts, people choose not to do things because the first thing that they do is ask for help. And ironically, the first thing you should do is start doing something. And then when you hit a block, ask for help. We need masses to do this. We need masses to do that. And the lesson of history, as far as I've seen, is not the masses that have really changed anything, ever. It's always been small groups of people that the masses have simply gone along with, like they go along with everything. The government turns tyrannical, the masses go along with it. The government turns to freedom, the masses go along with it. Just as soon as they become the appointed authority, that's what people tend to follow as authority figures. And I was just wondering, is that possible to break that chain, or are humans simply so subjugated in their very nature that it's not possible for them to realize their own personal power and their own ability to access liberty?
I don't think they can realize it. You know, there are so many whistleblowers sitting out there right now. They have the information. But because fear is placed in them every moment of every day, and that's been years and years of this fear, they're told to shut up and sit down and say nothing. And that's what they're going to do. But I think in numbers, if they're all going to come out at once, no one can get in trouble because they can't keep up with all of it. It reveals all lies that have been told, and it brings forth all truth. And freedom is in the truth. So that's my thinking in it. What do you think, Bill?
Well, actually, I agree with what you say, and I also agree with what he says. I know that sounds complicated, but he talked about people standing individually. He's correct about that. But what I also see is people need to stand individually, but people also have to work together. Okay, so that's why I can also agree with what you're saying. You know, one of my ideas that I've had that Kathy and I've talked about, of course, has been, and of course, I don't think this is going to be an easy thing to pull off, but if we could get enough people in masses to just shut down, not go to work for 4 days, pick 4 days and just don't go to work, don't buy no gas, don't go to the grocery store, don't feed into the system. Send them a powerful message on top of the whistleblowers. I think the combination together would probably at least put a hurting on them. I'm not saying we would totally stop them through that, but I do.
Could
think
I say something?
Yeah.
The Monsanto march recently, I think that was a perfect example of what happens when you put out the mass appeal and actually have an event in an organization, a specific thing, a specific criminal organization that you're going after. That was massive. 500 plus cities around the world. You know, I led the protest down here in New Zealand, and that was just organized through Facebook. So the tools that the so-called New World Order and DARPA have, in fact, instilled in order to track, monitor, trace, and enslave and distract people are now, in fact, being used for the direct opposite purpose.
Yeah, I see where you're going there. You know, I guess my thought frame is I don't know how we would pull this off, but I think that one of the biggest messages people could do is you've got a non-compliance all the way. And then people need to realize where these people at the top are getting their power from is us, the people, you know, globally, whether we're individual or not, they get it from us, because if we don't stand up for ourselves individually, then if nobody stands up, then of course that's just giving them consent to go ahead and do what they're doing.
See, this is the problem with people in general, and I alluded to it earlier, is this this appeal to authority. Oh, if the authorities don't approve it, therefore it's not good, or it's not stupid, or it's not. Or it's not. I don't think so, mate.
Guys,
crack,
we're heading off to a break. All of it. And let's pick this up on the other side. Everyone listening, please stay seated, because at the end of this broadcast, we're going to ask you to get up and do something. Don't go away. You don't want to miss this.
Denying the times of the lower at ease, when at odds with establishment, iron wore upkeep, while asking one question for answering it first, as the central intelligence eats the whole world. Tell me how you feel.
Hey everyone, we are back, and I am with Vinny Eastwood and Kathy Rubio and Bill from YouTube. And while you guys were sitting talking during the last segment, I was thinking about this article that I just wrote today. Obama had a secret meeting with some of the members of major mainstream media, like from Time Magazine, Huffington Post, and he wants to control the way in which this whole Edward Snowden debacle for him is being portrayed in the media. And he wants direct contact with the major representatives of the mainstream media who are going to be talking about this. And so we're talking about right now having all of the whistleblowers come out at once and just go ahead and blow this whole thing up. And they are already discussing how they're going to spin it and how they're going to control how it's going to be disseminated to the people. And it occurs to me that it's more important than ever that in the alternative media that we start getting our act together and coming together as one, and stop fueling the division, because we're confused enough as it is. We don't, you know, and with whistleblowers that come out, we have to question, who are they? What are their motives? What's really going on? Is this a legitimate whistle being blown, or is this a ruse just to keep us distracted from the fact that Benghazi wasn't blown the way that it should have been blown? The whistleblowers on Capitol Hill, I listened to all of that, and I just cracked up laughing because nobody mentioned the fact that Stevens was running guns for the National Transitional Council and the Saudi Arabian government. Nobody mentioned the fact that he was working for the CIA and doing intelligence operations on the National Transitional Council and the Saudi Arabian government and all of the other factions that they use, the terrorist factions that we create and control with the CIA, the Taliban, the Al-Qaeda, and the Free Syrian Army, the Salafi jihadists. When we're talking about blowing the whistle, how credible is this information? Can we trust this?
I think anybody who trusts mainstream media, politicians, teachers, doctors, lawyers, judges, anybody in a position of fiduciary responsibility, whereby you abdicate your own knowledge of a subject and give it instead trust to somebody who should know, that's when you get into real the deepest trouble. And guess who kills the most people in the medical... what kills the most people again? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the medical field. What attributes most injustice to the world? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the lawyers and the judges who convict people for no absolute reason and plea bargain them. What misinforms people the most? Oh, that's right. The mainstream media that's supposed to keep people well-informed. You know, basically, if it's an item of officialdom, reject it first until you see evidence to the contrary.
Kathy, what do you think?
Well, that's pretty much what we do. That's what I do. After 33 years, I've been fooled enough times now. I got it down pretty good. But I do believe that we are at a point where we have to do something. And Obama's being very clear. He's going to take full control of everything. I just hope he can control my weight.
They have the vaccines for the obesity and the addiction vaccines, so they might be able to control your weight.
That's what they throw in my vaccine.
Bill, what are your thoughts?
Well, actually, what Vinny said, I couldn't have worded that any better. He did a really good job of wording that. But, you know, I also look at it that we have to be able to work together. You know, if you can get people like-minded like ourselves and other people to work together for the same cause. Sure, you've got to be individuals, but you got to work together for the same cause, because the one thing we have to be able to do is we have to be able to start doing something, because you got lots of people speaking up and showing what's really going on, and you got nobody doing nothing about it.
Well, that's why, and Vinny brought this up in the last segment, but that's what impressed me so much about the March on Monsanto, because everybody put aside their differences and said, we agree that this is a common enemy, and thousands of people all across the globe in 52 countries and in over 283 cities got together. Thousands of people in each city and marched and handed out pamphlets and had rallies at the end of the march to educate people who were just standing by and watching what was happening. And this was amazing. And it was peaceful. It went off without a hitch. Everything went great. And I think this is an example of what we can do if we all get together. And even if we have different ideologies or different belief systems, that we can put those belief systems aside and say, this is our common enemy and we're not going to take it anymore. And we're going to let them know we don't want this. We don't want to be force-fed poison. We don't want to be force-fed fiat. We don't want to be, we don't want to have our ability to work and live our life the way that we want to taken from us any longer, period. We're not going to comply.
Yeah. And I think that one of the things that Satan does is he gets his tentacles in there by secrets. All the secrets that a person keeps, that's how he holds that whole system, is secrets. So if all those secrets are blown out in the open at one time, he's got no more power. Now the people have the power. And then they can take over and do something else. I think Monsanto was a clear example of that. They all agreed. They accomplished a lot with Monsanto, even though they didn't accomplish everything. They got started good.
Absolutely. There's a lawsuit that's going to be going on to sue because you can't control where the wind blows, and these farmers are getting sick of being sued and run out of town and have their businesses destroyed because the wind blew some pollen over onto their field, and now they're being confiscated.
Yeah. Did you hear the newest news on that?
No, I haven't.
The newest news on what you just talked about is Monsanto says now they actually won their hearing in the court case, but it wasn't a total win because now Monsanto has promised the courts that they would not sue these farmers no more for seeds that blew over in the next field.
Oh, so we can trust Monsanto and what they say now, eh?
Yeah.
It's like Roundup doesn't go into the groundwater and contaminate it and make everybody get cancer, including children at the age of 4 years old. And Monsanto doesn't make copious quantities of incredibly dangerous drugs and poisons and crap and all over the place and wait until we have class action lawsuits against us that are in the national media before we even bother to even give them a tiny little compensation of about $1 million per dead baby. And then just say, okay, sweet ass, now we've just got a new director of the FDA who used to be on our board of representatives for Monsanto, so we'll just change the law again so we can continue to do that kind of crap.
Well, you know, Monsanto's, they gave a promise to a criminal court, and since they promised the criminal court that they wouldn't do it no more, I'm sure they will do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a criminal making a promise to another criminal. How likely is that promise?
There you go.
That's why they call it the criminal court, because it's just criminal.
If they're going to acquiesce, then they probably have something more sinister up their sleeve.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the same as Obama. Obama's had something up his sleeve every time. Every time that the Congress has said no to something, he just goes and writes an executive order. It's no problem.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody else is learning from him.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's why I think what we have to do is we have to get these corporations to turn around. And the only thing that's going to turn them around is breaking them.
Everybody says this word, that the only way to do is such and such. And I believe there's never only one way to do things. I believe there's always many, many millions of ways, just like there's many millions of different people. Okay, so if you're listening to the show today, think about how you contribute to the growth of these machines. So do you buy Monsanto-related products? Have you ever bought cranberry juice from Osprey? Have you ever bought Roundup to do your garden? Have you ever so on and so forth? There's umpteen different companies that Monsanto owns, and there are lists of which online. There's a simple way that you can help destroy Monsanto by finding out who they are, who they own, and stop financially giving them compensation for killing you and your family and the planet. There's one thing, and that's only one very easy, simple thing to do. Secondly, you can actively go up against them. Are you accosting Monsanto employees as they come out of their buildings, asking them whether or not they serve only organic food in their cafeterias?
Which they do.
Are you shooting paintballs at the head of Monsanto CEOs as they come out of their office from the speeding charger? I'm not recommending people do this, but it'd be freaking funny. Have you started up a Monsanto Sucks website? Have you attempted to find out various other forms of criminal behavior and activity that Monsanto are doing in? Have you found farmers within your local rural community that are having their farms confiscated and are currently under foreclosure sales for the Monsanto Corporation, which now own them because they confiscated the farm because their crops blew on there? Are you talking with other people who know what's going on? Are you trying to give them coverage? Are you going out there with a camera and just uploading a 1 minute video to YouTube per week about what the Monsanto is doing to just this one particular local farmer in your area as a microcosm of what happens all around America, you know? Just keep thinking, keep coming. I'm just brainstorming here about ways that people are currently fracking with Monsanto, okay?
Take the banks now. Go with the banks now.
Yeah. And there's and there's and maybe Monsanto is not your 100% issue, because let's face facts here, ladies and gentlemen. Every single form of authority that we have and hold dear in this current society is, in fact, not the hand that is holding us up, but the hand that holds us down. So whichever establishment that you feel is the worst one for you, that really fires you up, really gets you passionate, actually will motivate you to get off your ass out there and get in their fracking face. Write those letters. Make those phone calls. Harass them. Don't break any fracking laws while you're doing it, because then they'll get sympathy through the mainstream corporate scumbaggery media, which they own, incidentally. Just mess with these people any fracking way you can, okay? You ever been bullied in school? Do you have any idea how good it feels to get that bully in trouble, or to make his life a living hell, or to steal his lunch after he steals everybody else's lunch money, he got nothing to eat, you know? That kind of thing. Mess with them in every single possible way you can. I talk about these scumbags on the radio, so I'm messing with them that way, in the media sense of the word. Hopefully I might motivate, maybe there's one person listening to this radio show right now just go, oh my God, Vinny's right. I do have a paintball gun and a car.
Or do you live near an area where people take the train to work or a bus depot and just hand out flyers and go to where people park their cars and take the train to work and just put the flyers on all of the cars? I have friends in Canada where they were talking, they had made stickers and they'd gone into like McDonald's and stickered all of the tables and laughed as they were leaving, because then, you know, what are they going to do? They got to sit there and scrape all the stickers off, but they would come back the next day and sticker them all again. Maybe this is a tactic that seems, you know, fun and exciting for you to do, and this would be something that would enlighten people that are going into McDonald's and eating that garbage, and then it would upset the whole process of the financial process where they're trying to get money from people and serving them garbage that's going to kill them.
What about fake safety labels at a supermarket? What if you went into a supermarket and you had a list of all the Monsanto-related products and things like that, and you had these safety labels that says, made by Monsanto, caution, will cause cancer and sterility, and just like little stickers, and just put them on all the products, you know, every single orange, every single apple, every single grape, you know. So you walk in and like there's this whole row of Doritos, cancer, sterility, you know? Mess with these people some way. I remember I'm seeing videos of people, 9/11 was an inside job videos, who work in the big Walmarts and stuff like that, getting on the intercom and going, attention Walmart shoppers, 9/11 was an inside job, 9/11 was an inside job. Thank you for your time.
Exactly. You know?
Monsanto causes cancer and scumbaggery. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, there are a lot of smaller things that you can do and get started on them right away, but how much time do we really have left before we have the next big false flag, before we have the crash of the dollar, because that's right around the corner.
Well, I can tell you that in the last 48 hours, it started yesterday, they had a call-in threat to a high school, an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. Go figure. They go back to the scene of the crime and they're like, hey, let's try this again. Today, there was an explosion at an Atlanta airport. There was another people were taken, we're heading off to break, guys. The point is that they're preparing us for this false flag that's going to happen already. So we don't have a lot of time. So when we come back from the break, let's talk about things that the audience can actually do, because that's where we are. We have to do something, folks. So we're going to come back from the break. Hold that thought, Kathy, and don't go away, folks. You don't want to miss this.
Fight the last freedom of imagination, or drowning pop culture of the biggest nation, with armies of idiots brandishing brand names of one corporation or conflagration, the most holy train wreck of all human history. Tell me how you feel.
Hello, everyone. We are back. And we wanted to open up the caller line to let everyone join our conversation. The phone number is 218 1-800-339-8525. The number again is 218-339-8525. And I have Vinny Eastwood at the helm running the caller line, so if you get belligerent, he's just going to drop you.
So to speak.
So, Bill, you had a...
What happens if I get belligerent?
We're going to drop you.
That's why we brought you on the show, to become belligerent.
Yeah. Bill, you had a that letter to Obama.
Well, Bill, before I forget, you had some YouTube promotions that you wanted to make, so go ahead with that.
Yes, I did. I did a video here a few weeks back calling for video makers, truthers, to come together, to work together for the same cause that we're talking about tonight, non-compliance and ideas of things that we can do to start doing something. And actually, there's a man up on YouTube, Idaho Picker, or Logic Before Authority, up on YouTube. And he come out and he started a conference based on what I did, and we are doing it Sundays, and we've done it two Sundays now, and so I would like to see people also show up over at their conference, and you can find that at Pow Talk, and if you get a Pow Talk account and you just do the search for Idaho Picker, and it's the Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock, yeah, I think it's 11 o'clock Eastern time, is when it starts. So that was something I wanted to get out there just so, you know, people might want to come in there. You know, because I'm just trying to get people together to do exactly this, to step up to the plate to start doing something.
So that's 11 o'clock Eastern, Central, Pacific?
Yes.
All of them?
Well, anybody. Well, okay. Well, if you got 11 o'clock Eastern time, it'd be 10 o'clock Central time. 9 o'clock Mountain Time and 8 o'clock Pacific Time.
Awesome. So everybody show up, and never mind that the NSA is working with Pal Talk. Just ignore the clicks that you hear.
Oh, they already talked about that.
Make sure to say all of the words in the new list that the government put out that you're not supposed to say, words like smart. Make sure to say that word 100 times to make sure that they're listening in on you.
What, like smart, like smart meters, smart phones, smart appliances, smart
smart ass,
smart bombs. I mean, I was just thinking about this. You know, we're talking about non-compliance, and there's no way that corporations are going to get behind non-compliance, are they? I mean, what do you expect? You know, next week Fisher and Paykel's going to come up with a new range of non-compliances for your kitchen? I don't think so.
No. What they came up with for my appliances is that they're listening to me on the appliances. That's what they came up with for those.
I would put a recording on your appliance that just says non-compliance, and it says it over and over 24/7 for them.
Yeah. It's an appliance that claims it's a non-compliance.
You know, it's kind of funny to even think about the lengths that they've gone to try and control us. And I don't think they understand that the human spirit they can never control. It's not going to happen. So I guess we're appealing to the human spirit of people tonight. And to you just set aside all your fears and all this junk. And we're appealing to the human spirit to stand up now. And let's do what's right here.
Yeah.
Call in. Give us your ideas. Tell us what you think.
That's
and
right.
Let's think about, like,
the number is 218-339-8525. 218-339-8525. You know what I find really appealing? Bananas.
I do too.
Vinny, you need a drum kit.
He's going for the monkey.
With the banks, you know, I got in trouble last year with the powers that be. They started sitting outside my house and listening in on my phone calls when I started digging into the different viruses and the different ways that they would be able to pull off a bank holiday. Because, you know, with one out of three homeowners, statistically speaking, a registered gun owner, they can't do what they did in Cyprus over here. And they've got QE3, QE Infinity. They've got... the debacle in 2008 with the mortgage-backed securities. Now, Bernanke is becoming the biggest landowner in the United States ever because he's buying back all the mortgage-backed security. So he's your new landlord. And if you think he's going to let you stay in your home, you're out of your mind. But with the banks, you know, folks, I've said this 1,000 times and I'll say it again. Take your money out of the bank. Go into the bank tomorrow and take your money out. I can promise you that you don't need your bank. You don't need your bank account. Even if you pay online, there are ways to pay online that do not necessitate your bank account. And that would be one great way that we could send a clear message to these idiots that we're not going to participate in their fake fiat fiasco.
I think calling them idiots is an insult to idiots everywhere. You know, these people are psychos. They really don't have any conscience whatsoever, okay? Like, they use wordplay to manipulate everybody into investing in their schemes, right? Like, for example, investing in mortgage-backed securities. All right, that sounds really nice. Investing, mortgage-backed securities, you know, that's good. It'll be good for the economy, right? What does the word mortgage mean? Oh, yeah, that's right. It means death grip. Mort meaning mortality, gauge meaning grip, right? And then security. Well, what happens when you have all this security? Oh, yeah, that's right. Your freedom gets taken away. So what they're saying when they're saying we're going to buy up mortgage-backed securities is that we're going to take control of everybody's death grip and destroy their freedom under the name of security.
That's perfect. Yes, absolutely.
And it's precisely what they're doing. Like they tell you what they're doing. That's the interesting thing. But people don't get it because they don't speak the language.
No, they don't get it. They think that they own their property. I mean, I hate to break it to you folks, but property tax is a rental agreement. You don't own that property. You don't have the actual title to your car. You have a certificate of title. You don't own your car. I don't care if you bought it outright. I found that out on a radio show I was doing with Lori Birkebeil. I went and looked at my title because I purchased the car from an owner. And, you know, sure enough, it's a certificate of title. I don't even own my car. We don't own anything anymore, folks. They've taken it away.
The only things that you can claim to own is things that you've stolen. And
wouldn't that
which
be
is why, like which banks? Is why the government and the banks own so much.
You know what? Even if your protest is just to rip the certificates off your mattress tonight that they tell you can't rip off, just do something. Anything. You'll feel good once you start realizing that you don't have to comply with the system. That what you think you need is conveniences are really inconvenient to your life.
Yeah, I think there's a good point. Do something, do anything, and above all, don't do nothing. Okay, if you do nothing, you've got no fracking excuse and you're dead to me. All right, you're dead to me.
Don't call Vinny.
coming and whining about how high your electric bills are and something like that, how bad and scumbaggery the media is, how distrustful the politicians are. Well, I tell you what, you can build your own energy device out of some frickin' windmill parts or whatever. People are doing it all the time. You can make a little solar panel now for about maybe $500 if you scavenge the materials from certain places like Walmart and what have you. So you go have to complain there. You can just solve the fracking problem. You want to complain about politicians? Why don't you run for Congress and run for the apathy party or run for the clown party and say, vote for me, everybody. I'm way less corrupt than the rest of these clowns or something of that nature. You know, just don't fracking do nothing. Every single time that you complain about something and do nothing about, like women are famous for this. I don't want to be sexist about this, but I've had many, many conversations with women who tell me these terrible problems in their lives, how they hate their boss, they hate their job, and so on and so forth. And I go, well, we can get you a new job, we can get you a new boss, and we can solve all these problems. No, I just wanted to bitch about it. I didn't want to actually do anything. And that's not exclusive to women, is it? I see men doing this too. I see everybody doing it. And I also see that we have a caller on the line here. Should we take it?
Absolutely.
All right. Caller in the 719 area code. You are on the air. Welcome to the Region 10 Report with Suzanne Posel.
Well, hi, Suzanne. This is Melody, and hi, Kathy.
Hi, Melody. How are you?
Fine.
Are you still with your radio station out there, Melody?
No, I'm not. I've gotten kind of tied up in doing some local politics and seeing if I can make a difference there. But I just
Melody! It's been so long since I talked to you. I should call you off the air and say hi.
Well, I'm glad to see you guys are still at it. I just decided to, you know, try a different avenue of trying to make a difference. But I also wanted to call in and just throw in, you mentioned Bernanke, and I always figured it would be Paulson, but, you know, the two of them together, going, I mean, they hang out together, they come from the same backgrounds, so you would figure that, you know, they would pass the same kind of deals around to each other, and I would figure they're land barons, not just in this country, but all over the world. And I know Paulson's heavily involved in the, I'm trying to think of the Nature Conservancy. Right.
Melody, hold on. We got to go to break soon. Hold on. Don't hang up, Melody. We'll catch you on the other side. Folks, this is the Region 10 Report, and we are talking about noncompliance, and we are going to give you solutions. So please listen to the rest of this broadcast. We have another hour with all of our guests and all of our callers.